This girl, we DMing and shit, and she like, yeah, I'm being in LA, blah, blah, blah. She sent me her address. I pull up on her, and I'm just talking to her like normal, everything cool type shit. Like, she's responding to me and whatnot, but she is French.
So you don't, yeah.
And her English is not perfect. Yeah. When she would ask me to repeat something or say it again, I was like, oh, my accent is probably like fucking her up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then we end up coming back. We end up chilling, going to the crib.
He had one thing on his mind.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. I only had one thing on my mind. I'm like, oh, she fine. She got a little accent. Cool. We get to chopping it up and shit. And we end up, you know, doing the do, bro. So as I'm going crazy, bro, her hearing aid pops out.
You fucked out of her hearing
bro,
aid?
Bro, I knocked the hearing aid out. I'm hitting that shit going crazy. So next you know, when the shit pops out, I'm like, hey, what is this?
And you're a spy. Like, she, bro. Thought she was a fed.
I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? Like mid-stroke. I'm like, what? She's like, my hearing aid. I said, your hearing aid? She was like, I was like, what you mean? I said, you're deaf? She said, And I was like, oh, shit. That's lit as fuck. I'm like.
You're listening to Joey Joy Radio.
Give yourself a little intro. All
right, we'll do a little.
We got Dre. We got from Atlanta.
Shout out to the six.
What, season six, five? Season five,
yes,
winner.
Sir. Yes, sir. Co-winner.
With who?
Technically, I didn't win. Elise won, and she split the money. And
shut
that's
up.
How it became. Yeah, bro.
It was 100K pot?
100K pot.
Wait,
it
can
was
I,
a 200K
can
pot.
Can you show me, Elise? And you guys lost, obviously, 100K of it.
We lost
100K. Yeah.
We lost more than that, but then we did like
want
one of the
back,
challenges
yeah.
To get it back.
Uh-huh.
And then it was smooth.
Elise. I'm trying. Oh, blonde one. So the
Yeah.
She's cute.
Yeah.
I remember her.
Yeah.
I remember from it. I didn't watch the entire thing, but I remember you. I remember her for sure. Isaac, I remember.
Thank you, bro. All right, bet.
I don't think Trey came on late or something.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
It was a bombshell.
Yeah. I didn't watch, I don't think, to that far. But wait. So tell me, how'd you guys voted for a winner at the end?
They voted for.
But I'm saying, like, how did they find the winner? Like, how'd you
guys okay. So everybody voted for the people they thought had the most change, and the top two voted people were the people that went in Atlanta. Yep. You know.
Did they pick, like, three finalists?
Two.
Like, two?
Me and Elise.
Oh.
Yeah, it was just
you
me.
You two were the finalists.
Yep.
So they voted and they were like, all right, these two had the most change.
Yep.
And then she won and then she split it with you?
Yep.
That's lit. Is that your homie? You talked to her?
Yeah, that's my dog. Of course. Anytime she's in LA, bro, we link. We go out, get a drink. Come on now. 50K? You good in the hood.
I think that's what. So Marvin was on my season. I don't even know if you know who that is.
Yeah, I know Marvin.
The French dude?
Yeah, French dude. Yep.
He's actually my dog. Like, I did some fuck shit. Like, I dated a girl named Carly from Toronto. Like, that was my girl from the show.
Lauren?
Yeah. Yeah, don't even make, I know.
You I was just, mean? We was just on a brand trip in Scottsdale.
Yeah, she's crazy, but, no, she's nuts. But, she was one of the finalists, and I was there, like, voting.
Okay.
So they made her a finalist, Marvin a finalist, and then Cam.
Okay.
You know Cam and
I remember
Emily
Cam.
Just had a baby?
Yeah, I seen that.
Fucking crazy.
It's dope. You want to know something,
and
bro?
Long story short, I voted for Marvin. And then everyone was tired of me. I didn't vote for Carly. But she got zero votes. So, like, I was the decide. So, it was, like, Marvin had three votes and Cam had three votes and Carly had none. So, I'm going to vote for
Carly.
Yeah,
it
and
then was,
they tied. Like, I was like, Marvin's my dog.
Exactly.
And I had just met Carly for, like, 2 weeks or something.
And there's nothing wrong with being real.
Yeah.
Like, some people have this, like, false perception that, oh, you got to do this because you're doing this or with this person. If he had the most change, then he had the most change. Just because I fuck with you don't mean that he didn't change the most.
He could have just changed a little more than you changed.
Yeah.
Maybe not as much as someone else.
Exactly.
Which isn't a bad thing. Maybe you weren't as bad off as somebody else.
And it's your homie.
Yeah.
Like, how can you be wrong for voting for your homie?
So be honest with me. You, like, did you change in the way that they, like, we were supposed to?
No.
No?
I changed.
Got worse. I might have got worse, bro.
Yeah, bro.
It just, like, opens up your world.
It
like,
does
holy
open up
shit.
The door, bro. You got to think before. Even I don't even have a lot of followers now. Like, I got, like 75K, something like that?
Bro, that's
But
like,
I had, like, two, like, going on three before I even. Bro, I got.
Bro, I had 2,000. Bro, I had maybe less than 2,000 followers before I went on.
Yeah, bro. I got cast when I was in college. Like, I was still
That's
in college.
Crazy.
I took a whole semester off of school to go shoot Two Out the Handle, and I graduated the following year.
Wait, where'd you go to school?
Clark Atlanta University. Shout out CAU.
Is that in
Atlanta?
Is that Atlanta? You play sport?
People always say that. Clark Atlanta University. Is that in Atlanta?
Oh, wait. I did Clark Atlanta? That's what it's called? Clark Atlanta?
Clark Atlanta.
Oh, so that's in Atlanta, obviously. Yeah. I've been in Atlanta. Are you a college football fan?
Mildly.
Wait, did you play? I saw you in your thing. You played football, basketball.
Yeah, but this is all high school.
That was high school.
I had an academic scholarship when I went to college.
No way.
Yeah, so I didn't need sports.
You're a smart motherfucker?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, shit.
That's a misconception people have on me. They think I'm a little bit.
I was the opposite.
Yeah.
I fucking wasn't going to play football, and then I started applying everywhere, and they were like, you're not getting accepted. My grades were fucked. And then I went back to my football coach. I was like, yo, any of those schools want me to play still? He's like, yep. Once it picked it, D2 school, like an hour north of Pittsburgh.
Okay,
I was like,
dope.
Fuck yeah, I'm in. I was like, I'm.
You graduated?
Hell yeah.
Okay,
hell yeah.
Dope. Where you graduate from?
It's called Westminster.
Westminster.
Yeah, I played football there.
Okay, dope.
I graduated in 2020 and then, like, went and filmed.
Okay.
The handle right after
okay,
that.
Dope.
So, like, I wasn't still in, but, nah, I think it was a waste of time. Like, you said you left school a semester to go film.
Yep.
But then you went back and finished, like.
Yeah.
Do you know how big of a fuck up I would say it would be if you were like, oh, I got to finish school first? Like, do you know what I mean?
Oh,
if you were
yes,
like,
bro.
I have to finish school first.
I met some people who've done that. Like, I met some people who were supposed to get casted for whatever.
So do you believe that?
What?
That they got casted?
Yeah. Hey, bro.
Do you know how many people tell me, oh, I said no to that shit?
Okay, now majority of the time, absolutely.
That's what I'm saying.
No. But for some of these fine-ass girls that I know that these shows
yeah.
would love them.
Or they know somebody or something.
Yeah,
like
bro.
They live out here.
You know, or they'll be like, okay, I'll go on next season.
Like
but,
yeah.
bro, for some people, school is, like, the most important thing, like, to accomplish, for real. So, I don't agree with it. Like, you don't need it no more.
No, dude. If I could go back and do it again, I don't even know. I'm glad I played football and shit.
Yeah.
And I'm glad, like, I have a degree. But, like I wasted a lot of time. Like, that was 4 years of my... Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That was from when I was, like, 18 to 22. Like, I wasted a lot of time. Like,
yeah,
I
don't bro.
Like, no one's ever asked me my GPA or, like, anything. My major, even, like.
Yeah. It's like.
What was your major?
Mass media arts with a concentration in radio, TV, film.
So, you like doing it.
Yeah. So, I'm in
Did you learn anything that you're applying?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Really?
Like, yeah.
In your class?
Like screenwriting, like, production, journalism,
really?
Like, all of those.
Your class, like, helped you with that?
Oh, 100%.
Really?
My school is one of the best media schools, like, on the East Coast.
So, it's like art. It's like not performing arts, but, like,
nah.
Digital.
It's media arts, literally. So, anything radio, TV, film. So, what you're doing right now
would
apply to my major. If you were... On First Take with Stephen A, that applies to the major.
Yeah.
If you're a writer for TNT, if you're a writer for a Tyler Perry film, or just anything.
And they taught you
bro.
Like how to write for.
Yeah, you take classes.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You have different classes. You can go in camera classes, production classes, writing classes. Like you have different things. You got your core classes, of course. After that, though, you choose lane.
Those ones suck. The core ones suck.
Yeah, bro. Swear.
So you did. So you use. You think you apply like your. What you've learned in college in your life?
100%.
I feel like that.
The main, no.
Maybe on the football, I feel like I got more benefit from like the life lessons and shit I got from being on the football. Like, you know what I mean? From like going through bullshit ass like practices and liftings and meetings. And like, you know what I mean? And them being like military. Like, if you're 5 minutes late to a meeting, you're fucking suspended.
Yeah.
You could walk in a half hour late to class. No one even says shit. No one even notices you.
Discipline, like, bro. That's the main thing that what I always tell people when it comes to college, fuck going to college for the degree. Go for the experience.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's more beneficial.
100%, bro.
But you're saying the material you learned in the classroom is like.
It helped, for sure.
If you're
the thing is, it's smart if you're actually going to use your major. A lot of people go to college because their parents tell them to go.
Yeah.
And then they just pick some shit like business
people.
Administration.
Yeah.
And then never sit in an office or fill out paperwork. Okay, cool.
And you also got a scholarship.
Yeah.
Like, I have a lot of friends, bro, that went to schools like University of Kentucky or something that isn't like a good academic school, but it's 50 grand a year. So you're graduating like 200 grand in debt.
And yes.
For a communication major or something. Like, do you know what I mean? So
bro.
So then think about that. Like, all right, so now you're in debt 200K with a major that isn't gonna make you 200K anytime soon. Like, Like, you would have been better off working. Like, you'd been better off going applying for jobs those 4 years and working at a company.
Or
and
picking up a trade or learning a
course exactly.
or something like that. I agree with that. Like, that's why I tell people, think. Like, when I talk to, like, young students or I talk to my little – I got 13 siblings. So,
I know. I read that, too. Yeah, we'll get into that.
I was the first one to go to college, go to school. I was one of the first few people to get a degree in my family.
You the oldest?
No. No. Absolutely not, bro. My dad had, what, 9-10 kids?
And you lived with your dad? Huh? Or you lived with your mom?
Nah, my mom. I didn't – me and my dad cool now, but I wasn't raised with him. I was raised by my mom. And then it was me and my little sister with my mom. And now I got 4 step siblings. She got married. So
I have two step, one half. I'm the only white one. I got a little fucking I got fucked
really?
Up. Yeah, I got a fucked up little situation.
Oh shit, wait,
that
hold on.
That doesn't meet the eye. Yeah. I got a little hot black sister, same mom, different dad. Okay. She's 9. So she was born when I was a senior in high school. And then I got 2 step-adopted siblings from Guatemala. So, like, my dad got married to my stepmom, and she had adopted 2 kids from Guatemala.
Okay.
Like, before. But they're, like, they're American. Like, they were adopted when they were, a month old.
Oh, yeah,
so, like,
yeah,
I live, okay. they went to, like, they're, but they look Guatemala. Like, they look Guatemala. But they're, like, and I actually spent time with my stepsister, like, recently.
Yeah.
Because when you get older, you really don't, like, when's the last time you, like, chopped it up with your step-sibling? Like, really, like, do you often or not?
I chop it up with them. I rock with my step-siblings.
Do you? Like, I mean, I love them, obviously.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like I move in Miami. They still live in Pitt. Like, I don't know. You just, when you get older, you don't really, like.
I feel like, well, me moving, because I'm from Atlanta, but I was there for 23 years of my life, and then I just moved out here last year, and I was the first person and my whole family
to get out.
Yeah, to actually, like, get out, go in a new city, establish yourself, and, like,
yeah,
kind of, you know, make your way out there. So I don't talk to everybody as much because you got to think I'm not as accessible.
Yeah,
like, you know,
your family got more people hitting you up.
Can I stay at your crib? Can you come get me? Can you
send
me? When you gone, it's they none of that.
Yep.
You better call to check on me because you call me asking me for money every time. I'm telling your ass no.
Mm-hmm.
For real.
Do people ask you for money?
Oh, they did. I've got very good at saying no.
Really? You didn't give money to anybody?
Oh, I gave money to a lot of fucking people, but not anymore. Like, because being in this expensive-ass city in L.A. where, like, it's just different out here, you got to know how to say no to people.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, who do you say no? Like, I'm honestly, fuck it. Let's get into it. I never really fucking, like, I don't know if she's going to watch this or not. Like, my mom's getting to a point where she asks me for money often. You know what I mean?
It'd be like that.
Like, I think she's getting to a point where she knows I'm not going to say no.
Mm-hmm.
So she maybe just doesn't do her car payment for a couple months. You know what I mean? And then she's, like, waiting for – because she knows. Like, if I told my dad that I was helping my mom out like this, he would be like, what the fuck is the matter? Like, you know what I mean? He'd be like, Joey.
Thanks. It's your mama, though. See, that's the thing. Like, that's okay.
Like, how often you see athletes and rappers, whoever, it's like, oh, they went broke because they can't say no to their family. Like, you know what I mean? They buy their family
going
everything.
Going broke is crazy. You're not, you have to know how to do it. You kind of got to train them to know what to ask for. So instead of them asking for, can I get $100? Can I get $150? Yeah. Now I'm going to send your ass $20. Mm-hmm. All right, that's all I got right now. I'm going to send you this.
Yeah.
And you keep doing that to the point where they know, okay, that's my limit. He's not going over it.
Yeah.
Which is fine because I was good at sending $100, $100, $150, $700, like dead ass, like showing love.
And everyone sees, like, you just won money on TV and you just won this shit. Just give it.
Yes, bro. Like, they get a false narrative in their head, like, that you're rich. I'll be the first to say, I'm not fucking rich, y'all.
Bro, okay. So that's another topic. So say before you went on a TV show, you would equivalate 100K followers and a blue check to, like, they got some money.
Yes.
Now,
Moving to LA. Bro, I know people with a million followers who've been homeless.
Isn't that crazy, bro?
It is kind of crazy.
So we were talking about GLD. Like, my roommate, we, like, talk about it a lot because now, like, he's been working with the jewelry. I've been on the TV shit. So, like, we've met more celebrities and we've been in, like, you know, really, like, they're not this fucking movie character anymore. You know what I mean? Like, athletes and, like, I know them. So, like, you think of people that are on TV shows or, like even those, like, Jersey Shore people that were fucking huge.
Yeah.
Like, they really didn't make as much. They didn't have an M, like, when they were doing that. Like,
it's like when you're, like, not in the industry and you're watching from the outside looking in, you're ignorant.
Rich,
you know what I mean?
Like,
you don't know. So they instantly have, and you gotta also think, bro, I looked up my name, like on Google. I'm shit, what'll pop up for my name? Like network, bro. They say I'm a fucking millionaire.
Yeah, I remember when that, I was like, oh, I wish I had 800. It's like, fuck it, $800,000. He's like, all right.
I'll take it. But it just goes to show you, like, it's propaganda, bro. Like, they want that image to go along with the show. You know what I mean? They're not going to say, oh, you just went on Too Hot to Handle. Oh, now he's broke, or his net worth $10,000. Like, that's not
true.
It's not gonna make people want to. Yeah, you got to keep that fantasy. You want to build the fantasy up for people. Yeah,
and I also realized that like everybody has a sugar daddy or sugar mom, like some type of.
So, I'm looking for mine.
So that, how do we? We need to.
Where the fuck is my sugar mom at? I ain't never had one of those.
We need to advertise, but I learned like there's girls in my age, like, oh, I quit OnlyFans. You do OnlyFans or not?
No. Nah.
You're not there yet?
Bruh, if only you known how many times I've been offered to do porn, OnlyFans, like, bro, any of that shit that's just going viral now, and I just say no.
So what stops you?
Is
it like you don't want your family to think you like that, or you're worried like your future kids or?
Okay, this is like no knock on anybody that does OnlyFans or is in that realm, but for me personally, that's just not something I'd be proud to say or go around and say I do. Like, if I go home to Atlanta and people ask me, what do you do, and my response is OnlyFans, that's not, it might be a flex for people, especially in LA, like that's the norm, but for me, my homies gonna look at me like, what?
No, that's, bro, I'm from Pittsburgh. When I go back and I tell, like, they're like, so like, what do you,
like, where's
like,
the money
get, they're like, okay, so like, you're like a full on porn. Like, people think like you're full. And it's like, nah. Like,
it ain't even about that though. It's just the name of it. It's the whole stigma of it. Like, nah, you could be showing fucking feet pictures.
I got rid of that a while. Like, I really, like, when I go home and I see those, like, if anything, it was like jealousy. If anyone was giving me shit for anything I'm doing, it's like, oh my God, I'm sitting in a fucking office 5 days a week and I'm not making any bread. And he's like, I'd probably be salty in a way too. Like, if I was in the other, I'd probably be talking shit like, oh, fuck, oh, sick, like OnlyFans, like gay dudes are buying your, but like.
What I had to realize, bro, with like moving to LA and, you know, living where I live, being around the people that I'm around.
Yeah.
Bro, we're living a lot of people's fucking dreams. Yeah. Like, we're literally living their fantasies. But to us, it's just our life, and we're looking for more. For them, they looking at us like, oh, they're at the pinnacle. Yeah, like, they're lit. But it's like, nah. And that's why I had to move. Because when I go home, I get a whole bunch of, oh, you lit. Yeah. You just did the show. Like, oh, that's crazy. You get complacent. And then when I came, I'll never forget coming out to L.A., bro. And this is right when the show had came out. And I had went to some event. I was talking to this producer lady. Mm-hmm. And she was like, also tell me about yourself. What do? You know, I'm coming out the show 50, just won 50K. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I was just on Netflix. Too out to handle.
I don't even know how long did it take to get to 50K?
Oh, as soon as the last episode came out.
Oh. Yeah, so like a year or 6 months.
Yeah, a year and a half later.
Yeah, a year and a half.
Yeah, bro, it took a year and a half for it to come out.
Keep going.
But she asked me, she was like, so after me saying all that, usually I'm used to the oohs and ahs, at home. The lady looked at me and said, okay, so what's next? And that was like, and it's hard to make me shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
In that moment,
you were like,
I was like, I don't know.
No idea.
Like, I can't even lie to you. Like, thank you for that, though. Yeah. Like, you just let a fire under my ass for real, like, to do more. Just because you did something and it's over, okay, it's on to the next. And in L.A., that's what it's like. That's what it's kind of about.
It's fucking stressful. Like, it's like anxiety. It gives you, like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't feel that ever?
Oh, 100%.
Like, keeping
bro.
Up?
100%.
Like, bro, as soon as I didn't even believe it. Like, my one, Markel, I don't even know if you know who that is. He's from Atlanta, actually. Markel, he lives out here.
Markel.
Like,
I don't think I'm
flaming gay black dude.
I don't think I met
Markel. Markel Washington, like, he's actually one of my best friends out here. In LA, he's the man. He's from Atlanta.
Atlanta, okay.
Well, I was gonna say, obviously, he's like a lot zestier than you, but you guys kind of like
we got
similar,
the same southern accent. Yeah, that's
gonna
come with it for sure.
And he told me like when our show came. So like we were season two, so it was kind of like newer. Like we saw Harry and all them blow up and we were like, okay, so we're chilling, but like what do you do? Like we saw Harry grab onto it and really keep it. He still has it, bro. Like he still has that, you know what I mean? That like, I don't know. He has the clout. Like, he has that
he does.
Shit still because he doesn't stop. Because he's, what's next? What's next for him? What's next? Dancing to start. You know what I mean? It never stops. And I remember Markel telling me, dude, I would post some dumb ass shit. Like, me and Carly, bro, anything. Like, picture, video, bro, like, million views. Like, bro, blow up, way more followers than I had.
Yeah.
And then Markel would tell me, like, bro, you got to do something because that's not gonna be like that. And I'd be,
nope.
It was our first, like, fucking couple months in. And I was like, dude, what are you talking about? This shit's so easy. Like,
and then you realize, like.
And he was like, dude, I'm telling you. And then I started to see it decline. And I was like, whoa. And then you fucking. Then you fall in love with those like insights, and then it starts to go down a little bit. And you're like, you start fucking. Then it's like, all right, what's next? And then it is like a never ending chase. It's like getting money. Like,
but it's fun though.
Like if you told yourself in high school, like, all right, you're gonna win 50K, you'd probably be like, I'm chilling for like a couple years, right?
Fuck no.
You didn't think that in high school?
No.
I thought that.
Really?
Bro, I thought
thinking I'll blow 100K in a day. Like, that's how I was thinking in high school.
Bro,
like,
what? So, dude, I was thinking if I made 100K in a year, rich.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. You did use things.
Six figures?
Yeah.
If I made six figures, I can have a fucking Cadillac, a nice house, and my kids. No. Fuck no.
Facts.
Fuck no.
Nah, I agree with you. I agree with you. 100K,
bro. I used to think 100K.
But now you realize it's really not that much money.
That's what I'm saying. It's now you cannot live off of, like, what? If no. I want to live, I cannot make 100K a year, bro. What am I going to do with that?
Yeah,
like,
and
then as soon as you get that, then it's like another one. That's why I think, like when people get really, really rich, it's like once you hit, like, what, 50 million or something or 100 million, like, you're just seeing if you can be richer to the dude that's at your country club with
yeah,
you. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
and that's a competition. Like,
how could you possibly spend $100 million? Like, until we get there, and then guess what? We're going to think, yo, when I was 20 fucking five, I used to think 100 mil was a lot. I hope we're talking like that.
100 mil is a, Joey, that's a lot of goddamn money, bro.
To who? Not to Elon or Bezos?
You don't think 100 million is... 100 mil, you don't think that's a lot to eat?
No, no.
Come on, $100 million is what we're talking about. Like, you cannot downplay 100 mil.
Bro, like 10K to us or something?
Nah,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, bro, he's a billionaire.
Nah, more than a million, bro. You're thinking more of a million is like 10K. I want
a million's like a dollar for him, bro. How many 100
how
million?
How much is Elon worth right now?
A few billion. No, there's 10 hundred million and 1 billion.
1,000 millions and 1 billion. Damn. So yeah, no. That's still a chunk of change.
But he has like 5 billions.
Okay, yeah, I guess you're right. That's a good point, bro.
So like.
Damn, Elon?
So maybe like I'm 10K, like that's a lot of money. I'll do some shit for 10K, but like not fucking lose my head up. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
nah,
I wouldn't.
Facts.
Like he not doesn't care that much about it.
Nah, I don't think he does. But fuck it. That's like unimaginable money, bro. A billion? What would you do? If you had $1 billion tomorrow, what would be your first purchase?
What would I buy?
What would you buy?
Maybe a sports team or something. Like, I think Mark Cuban did it right. I think he maybe just spent all my time in it, like, NBA. That sounds like fun.
That is true.
Like, all right, let's make the stadium lit, the uni's lit, let's make M's, like, right? Sports team be lit, football team or something. Buy the Falcons.
Hey, you have to do right by them Falcons.
Kirk, what about Kirk Cousins? He's the man, right?
Hey, right now I'm rocking with Kirk.
You see those videos of him like before and after he moved to Atlanta?
Yes, bro. But he's been talking crazy since he got there, bro.
So you walk in the trap
and
take over
your trap.
He doesn't even know what that means, right? He has no idea what that means.
Hey, the city, bro. The city will do that to you, though, bro.
Atlanta.
You go to Atlanta long enough, bro.
I want to ask you: Are you a Bulldogs man?
Of course.
I think I asked you this already the first time I met you. Because as soon as I find out you're from
Georgia,
the South,
I asked
that. And,
of course I'm a Bulldog fan,
I'm,
bro.
Might say something that might...
Don't say nothing crazy, bro.
Like, hurt our
Don't say
friendship.
Nothing about Alabama, fool.
No, I'm not. Come on.
Okay.
War Eagle, though.
Huh? What?
War Eagle?
Who's War Eagle? Who is them?
Auburn?
Exactly. Who is them? Go Dogs. Stop playing.
I've been to a couple. I've been to UGA games and Alabama games.
Bro,
and the Georgia fans are mean, bro. I was a little kid.
Bro.
Mean. The Bama fans weren't even mean.
You said who?
Bama. Like, I went to Auburn.
Really?
Bama. Auburn, Georgia. The Georgia
Alabama fans are assholes, bro.
Maybe to you guys.
Y'all know it too. I don't care what none of y'all say. Y'all are assholes.
No, I'm an Auburn fan. I've been an Auburn fan since I was like a little kid.
I was only an Auburn fan when Cam was there.
So I became a fan right before Cam. Like,
okay, then you're legit there.
There was like, it was like 2008 or something. I used to, my dad was like, my dad didn't go to Auburn or anything. He was a huge Bo Jackson guy.
Okay.
Like, loves Bo Jackson. Okay. Yeah, so then when I was a little kid, he's like, we're Auburn. He used to watch the Auburn football games like crazy. He used to go down like two times a year to watch Auburn.
So do you watch the NFL?
Yeah. To be honest, now I'm more into NFL than I am college. I used to be more into college, but
yeah,
NFL I like more.
So who's
now.
The greatest quarterback of all time?
So like I could give the obvious answer and then I could give you who like it's like Brady and Mahomes. I think so.
There we go. I'll take that. Even though I'm taking Mahomes, then Brady.
Okay. But. So I think Mahomes is the best. He's the best person to ever probably throw a football ever, ever. Probably to ever touch football.
It's me. That's
I don't think I you think. Can give him the GOAT yet until he's at like that 10-year, 12-year mark. Like, you know what I mean? He needs to be there for like 15 years.
Bro,
like,
if he three-peats this year, and that'd be
he's already better than Brady. If he three-peats.
Four rings in seven seasons. If he was to retire right after that, he's the greatest quarterback of all time.
You think so?
Yeah, it ain't got to be this longevity, this seven-ring bullshit. I don't think
if you think about it like that, too, like, I might take, not now, honestly, but, like, Aaron Rodgers over Brady.
Oh, no.
Nah.
Nah.
Just the way they move.
He has more talent.
That's what I'm saying.
Than Brady. Like, his arm talent.
What, he's just an idiot. You think he's just out of it more? Like, he's just
nah,
like,
I just think he always folded when it mattered the most.
Yeah.
He only got one Super Bowl, bro.
I was watching
one
it.
Super Bowl.
I was a little ass kid, I remember.
Exactly, dog. Like,
Ben Roethlisberger's up there, too. He's top 10, maybe, all
like
time.
I like Ben, but I say he's a top 10 quarterback.
Top 10, right?
Yeah, I give him top 10.
Now, if you say the best of all time, if you're not saying like Brady, Manning, or like Mahomes, or Montana, or someone.
Yeah, there you go.
That's like
you just hit the four-headed horse right there.
That's like it. And Peyton Manning's probably my least favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I like not as a dude, probably my favorite dude out of the bunch, but probably my least favorite quarterback. I just don't
Peyton
like.
Peyton is?
Like out of the five, out of the five.
Joe, I'm sorry, I never watched you, Joe. Too old.
Who?
Joe Montana.
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't watch him either. I guess I'm just thinking of people that
Wait, how old are you?
26.
Oh, shit, okay. Okay, man.
Not Joe Montana. Not, like, from, like, highlights and shit, I'd probably say, like, he's probably more fun to watch than, like, Peyton. I can't get over the fucking how bad of athletes those guys are. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't even make sense to me.
I think.
Like, all right, golf's one thing or, like, something. Like, I don't know. Like, they can be a golfer. But, bro, you're a fucking – you're a quarterback. Like, watching Brady's combine shit is, like, embarrassing.
Oh, bro. Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, him with his shirt off, bro? It's like, dude, you're a 22-year-old man fucking
– But you got to think, like, when it comes to, like, the quarterback position is less physical, more mental.
Yeah.
Like, you got to know how to, like, okay, you got to read the defense, catch your reads, who's doing what, being able to make the right audibles. Like, it's goes into it,
and
bro.
Then you get Mahomes that has it both, and he can figure it out and do whatever he wants.
Exactly. He can extend the fucking play, and that's what we look for.
Yeah, I think he's fucking cornball, honestly, but he's probably the best quarterback ever.
Facts.
Like,
okay.
Listening to him talking.
Now, I got a quick question, bro. I got to ask you just because we're on it, bro. What's your opinion of dating? I actually wrote that down.
Dating?
The thing. Yes, bro.
Yeah, I know. I saw it. Yeah. I'm glad you brought it up.
Yeah, what's your opinion of in 2024?
I think it's...
Good, bad, fucking horrible. That ranking.
Bad, for sure.
Okay. I say fucking horrible, but
yeah.
Why do you say bad?
It might just be the simple fact that everything's too accessible. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I personally got worse at relationships once pussy was more available. Like, you know what I mean? Like, same. You could probably feel the same as me. Like, I did good
People
with girls my whole life. You know what I mean?
Options.
Exactly.
Swear.
So like I did well with girls. My whole like whatever girls.
Yeah.
You did well with girls. You go on two out the handle and you come off, bro. It's like
a whole nother
fucking
whirlwind.
Celebrities are, bro. Demi Lovato blowing me up. I could still have the message. Like that's like one of my biggest things. I show people that because I'm like, yo, you don't even believe she still follows me. I'm like, yo, look, she's like begging me to come over.
Can't rock Demi Lovato.
No, I would like.
Is that the right Demi Lovato?
Wait, what?
Camp Rock.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not tripping. Go ahead, though.
I thought you were saying you can't rock with Demi Lovato.
No. Camp Rock Demi. Like,
no. What? No, she's.
What's wrong with her now? I ain't seen her. She looked the same.
Nah.
Weird
now. Oh,
holy
yeah.
No, really?
Yeah. Hopefully she doesn't watch us or anything. Cause I like that she follows me and shit. But like, yeah, bro. Like out of her mind.
And be like, fuck you, Joey.
I can tell you, I met her. This is bad. You know, Tana Mojo is. Uh oh. Give me your Tana story. What happened? You hook up with Tana?
Fuck no. I wouldn't do it.
I did for a while.
You did? Yeah, bro. I fucked so, up. You know, once every two. This like my welcome. Is something on my mouth?
No. Oh, I'm like sweating. I keep going like this.
So, look, this is my welcome to LA moment. So, this is when I went to Tana's house. We got invited to go to Tana's house. She invites the fucking cast of Two Out the Handle. Every new season, she'll invite them to the crib. It's like a thing she does.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So we go over to her crib. All her friends are there and shit
Ari.
Yeah. Ari, Mario.
Mario was there? And yeah, Mario was there. So did you mean Ashley, the blonde one?
Yeah.
So, Ashley. All right, go ahead. Keep going. I'll tell you how I fucked up after.
But, nah, bro. Basically, we were all vibing and chilling. Like, you know, me and Tana was chopping it up. We were cool and shit.
She's lit, bro. Like, bro. How cool is she, bro? Like, a homie.
You
can sit there and rap with her for like... Like, bro, probably the coolest girl I've ever met.
Yeah, 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 for sure. And she's very down to earth.
That's what I'm saying. You would think she's like Britney Spears. Yeah. She's right down to earth. She would talk to you just like she.
Yeah,
and she's been through some shit. I don't know if you know her. Her, she went through some shit. She does not just get handed.
Yeah, we've talked about it for sure. But nah, we were there and we were vibing and shit. And then I think everybody left. And it was me, my homie, her, and was it Cynthia or some shit like that? I don't know. It was one of the homegirl. They were lit. Like, they were lit. Like, so lit, bro. Uh-huh. And, like, you know, they were
trying to flirt and shit.
But me personally, I don't. Once I see you get to a certain level of litness,
really?
I let you do your thing. Like, I'm not the type.
See, you're a good dude.
I don't like drunk girls. Like, I like tipsy women, but I don't like drunk girls.
You know, like, fucking drunk?
Nah, cause you know I don't get drunk, bro.
You know,
I never got drunk until I was 20 years old, and after that one time on my 20th birthday, I didn't get drunk again, damn near until I moved to LA.
Really?
Yeah, bro.
Why you didn't like it? It didn't. What were you drinking?
I'm a control freak, bro.
So you don't like being out of control?
Yeah, and when I get drunk, bro, oh my god, Joey.
You smoke weed?
Yeah. So I would much prefer to do that because I've been doing it for much longer. But in LA though, like when you go out for the nightlife and shit. Weed is like a ick drug or whatever in the club. They're like, put it out. Like, no, you gotta go outside. Yeah, bro.
I burn in the club and shit. I get y'all that.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. When I moved out here and it wasn't as simple, because in Atlanta, bro, niggas is blowing down.
Really?
Like, woods everywhere.
In the club?
The whole night, yes. But out here,
it was Magic City lit?
Huh?
Is Magic City lit?
Hell yeah.
I've never been.
Well, you better go there. Yeah. You're alive in there, Joey.
Lit.
As soon as you walk through the door, they on your ass.
Lit.
Like, oh, yeah, come here. What's your
name? You got to go to 11. You been to 11? Oh, no, you weren't even. You'll see.
Bro.
You go to 11 when you come to Miami, and then you tell. We can go. I'll go with you.
Bro, come on.
And then you tell me how it compares to Magic. Tell me if it's the same. Because they're aggressive in 11, too, bro.
Oh,
grabbing you and shit.
Oh, boy. Magic City, boy.
I almost would like 11 better without the strippers. Is that crazy?
I would need to see.
I don't love strippers, but like.
Me neither.
It's almost annoying, bro. It's like, all right. Like,
you want to know why I don't fuck with strip clubs, bro? I never forget this shit. This is when I was 18. This is my first time going to the strip club
in Atlanta?
Yeah, hell yeah.
And they get lit, right?
What was it? Blue Flame. Shout out to Blue Flame. Hey. If you've never been, go.
Jack Harlow was talking about that.
Uh-huh. Bro, lit. Yeah, if you like the big booties, them fat ass butts.
Oh, it's like isn't Magic City's like pretty hood too, right?
Yeah, all of it.
Yeah.
All of it, bro. Strip clubs. Yeah.
It's Atlanta. Atlanta's like the fucking hip hop capital of the country. Of the world, honestly.
Yeah. I would say so. We got the most.
At least our age. Like.
Yeah. No, even back then, bro. Andre 3000, like Outkast, like.
It might be
that.
New York or California back then. Like
New York.
New York, maybe.
New York.
But Atlanta, you literally. Any rapper you name, Atlanta.
Yeah.
Like 21, Migos, it's everybody.
Future.
Gucci, Future.
Young Thug.
Everybody, Atlanta.
Yeah.
Rich Homie.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Gunna.
Everybody.
Lil Baby.
Atlanta holds the crown for our generation for
but,
sure.
But nah, bro, I went into the strip club 18, bro. I'm getting pressed crazy in there. I don't even know.
You're probably loving it.
Right? So, next thing you know, I ain't gonna lie, you know, they shaking ass, dancing and shit. My shit get like this. So I'm like, Oh, y'all know what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to fuck some. Yeah. So next thing you know, I get to talking to them, you know what I mean, trying to get in there, and they like, nah, exactly. They tried to charge me, right? And then when I'm like, when I said, oh, no, nah, she walked over and went to the next nigga holding that $20 in the hand. I said,
fuck, yeah.
What you is realize, this?
You're like, wait.
I'm like, no way you just had me like this. You just going to walk over there and go kick it with him. You got
he's going home
up.
Like, yo, bro, I swear all the girls loved me there, bro.
Exactly. Nah, they love that money, bro. You got to spend that money.
Nah, I don't fuck. And then they get pissed if you don't.
That's the aspect. Even though, like, for most people who do go, they just like the quick entertainment. But me, it's like, bro, if I got to pay for your time, I don't want you that day.
And, like, probably not even that, like, pay for them to, like, fucking give you blue balls and leave.
That's what I can't deal with. Yeah. You're not finna have me over here rocked up.
But the performances at 11, like the rappers.
They got performances and shit?
Bro, like the sickest shit. Like the coolest performance you ever. Like it ruins concerts, bro. It's like, bro, I've seen Meek, I've seen Sway Lee, Kodak's there all the time. Yeah. Rick Ross. Bro, and the stage is like this high and it's big and you just can stand there like this. And they're rapping to you.
Yeah, that's hard.
And you're just, and there's strippers everywhere. And they're just, and Meek Mill is just rapping.
That's fucking hard.
You're like, oh my, like it's so, isn't it like.
Yeah, it's very, like, have it's you ever very seen intimate. A, yeah. Like, it's a big place, tall, like, so you feel
but
like.
But the stage is like.
But like you're like right
lower there. Than this table. Hard. The stage is lower than this table. Yeah. And you it's stand like right up to it. It's like a basic stripper stage. They'll dap you up, bro. You're sitting there like, what?
Oh man.
Bro, it is the coolest shit. And it's a circle too. So like.
Oh, it's like around the whole stage?
Everyone's around. Like, it's, imagine this times 10. Yeah, like, okay. And so you can walk around. It's not just like you're here and the stage is over there. You can walk around it while they're performing and shit.
I'll be there in December.
Nah, it is lit, bro.
I'll be there in December. We definitely got to show up.
We got to get lit there. Wait, so your parents never married?
Nah. I didn't know what a marriage really was until my mom got married like 3 years ago.
Yeah, no, yeah, my parents never got married. My mom was a stripper.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was a bouncer.
Okay.
They made a baby.
Mm-hmm.
They got a pop star.
There you go.
No, but she was a stripper. My dad was a bouncer.
Yeah, my dad was a drug dealer and my mom was a student.
Student?
Yeah, she was in college.
Oh, I thought you meant a student drug dealer.
Nah.
That's like a student of the game?
Yeah. Nah.
Wait,
yeah.
So how'd they meet?
At a barbecue. I think my
got
dad
invited
was
to the barbecue.
No, they had like mutual, they knew like mutual people.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the way the story went was my dad was trying to talk to my mom every time
yeah.
he would see her and she would always say no.
He just didn't give up. Yeah.
And then she was like, your dad was so fucking persistent that I finally let him take me on a date. Consistency is key, everybody. Yep. That's how you get
That's
what
a
you
lesson.
Want. Yeah, bro. So.
And you guys, you weren't close? Growing up?
Growing up, hell no. My dad
You have siblings with, like, your dad? You have the same?
No. I have all half siblings.
All half?
All half, bro.
No
so
way.
I don't know what this full, to me, they're just siblings.
Yeah, I don't have any full either.
Yeah, so when people say full or half, I just say siblings, bro. Yeah. Like, and my brothers and sisters.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, so it was just me and my mom. And like I said, my dad was doing the wrong things at the time. He was in jail, things of that nature. And so I didn't see him as much. He got arrested on my birthday once. That was a wild ass story. I was like 8 years old, crazy as hell.
Shut up.
Yeah, bro. But then, like, I'd say around like 15 maybe is when he like kind of like got his life together, like really like buckled down, started being a full time mechanic, and got his shit together. And that's when I started going around.
I saw
more.
My mom kind of put it together. Like, she's not like fucking rocking out right now, but like I met, like, it was a mess until maybe I turned like 12 or 13 or something. Then it was like consistent job, like lived in one house, you know what I mean, for a while, like didn't like move around a bunch and shit. Like, that's when you start to see, like, okay, you've been in the same house for a year, so it's like 2 years, three, then you're starting to, like, you just add like wins up in a day, then they start to figure it
mm-hmm,
out.
Mm-hmm.
But it is like, I don't blame, do you blame them?
Hell no. I mean, when I was younger, of course I did, but I don't know.
The situation might be, like, my mom was in my life, like, so the reason why it was different for me is because usually full custody doesn't go to the dad, like, ever. Like, that never, ever happens. Like, you either split it with the mom and dad or it fully goes to the mom.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't really ever go
ever
fully
go
dad.
To the dad. Unless the mom is just completely
out of whack. Like, my mom was in jail and shit. Like, until they did that. But I would visit and shit, and it would be, like, every other weekend, like, should be staying somewhere else. And I remember my dad, like, not even wanting to drop me, like, you know what I mean? Being like, all right, well, like, give me the address. I'll go drop for the weekend visiting. And then it's just like, I don't know if I ever got mad or anything, but, like, the older I get, it's like, damn, like, they're my age now. And, like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Like, what? Like,
What I would always say is, like, for me, I had a lot of resentment. I was dealing with a lot of shit as a kid.
It made you, like...
Yeah, it made like me be like... At first, it was like...
You ever, like, did you talk to him at that time or no? It was just like...
Nah, I would talk to him, like, every now and again. Like I said, he always used to switch phone numbers and shit. So, it was like, it was hard to keep up with him.
This is kind of a little personal, too, but you don't have to answer if you don't want to.
Yeah.
Would your... I guess I'll just say both parents. Do your parents, like... bad mouth each other? Like, was your mom talking shit when
That's one thing that I learned to love about my mom. Like, she would never drag him. Like, she'll get mad. Like, it'll be like, he'll say he'll come get me or some shit and then won't show up, and she'll see me pissed off, so that would amp her up to talk her shit. But in regular,
oh, like, you were upset that you didn't get to see him, and then exact, she would be like, you're breaking this kid's heart. Piece of shit.
Like, don't worry. But then as I got older, she was just like, look, at the end of the day, if he come around, fine, but I got you. Like, you don't need – and that there was – that's you know, good. Yeah, once that's I like got nice to that age, I'm like, you know what? Fuck what he got going on. I see him when I see him. Yeah, but as you get older, and I learned this because I took psychology in college and, like, human behavior, and it's hard for people to reciprocate things that they never had. So when I would go and I would – go see my grandma, and I learn about his life and his dad, and how his dad was a drug dealer, how he was always going, how he was
your dad's mom. You're saying you close with her,
huh?
You close with your dad's mom?
Yeah. All my grandma, for sure. But it's like they can't. For example, if you're used to somebody telling you I love you, like your mom tell you I love you all day, every day, because their parents probably told them I love you all day, every day. You got a parent like my dad, we don't really say it too much. We say it more now, but I learned it wasn't said to him. So how can he reciprocate something that he was never given?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And also,
so then you're like, you can't blame somebody for, but at some point you got to, put your foot. So then, like, you shouldn't act like that. You know what I mean?
Able
to not, like, you're, do you think it would be harder for you because that wasn't there for you?
Nah, bro. One thing about me that has always put me in a better position in life was I learned off other people's mistakes.
Yeah.
So you know how people always say learn from your mistakes? Fuck that. Yeah. Learn from other people's mistakes.
Do you know that's like the one thing that really separates us from like monkeys?
Yeah.
Did you know that actually?
No, I didn't know that. What the fuck?
So monkeys can like do a lot of things humans do.
Yeah.
But they don't have the ability like to say... A chimpanzee watches another chimp touch the fire and it burned them. They don't think for them to learn that the fire is hot, they have to go get burned. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So that's what separates us, and humans do it all the time. Like, we fucking
humans still do it.
Yeah.
They'll see some shit happen and be like, oh, if I tried, I'm gonna get away with it. Yep. Like, no, you're not, bro. Like, don't even try.
That's the best way to learn from your own mistakes. Learn from other people's mistakes.
Other people's mistakes. Swear to God, with anything in life, bro. If you see some bullshit just happen to somebody and you end up in that situation, you better do something different or don't do it at all.
Yeah.
So that's what I would say. And also, the last thing about like not judging people for what they got going on. You know, back then, like, the man being the breadwinner was like very important. If you weren't making money, you were basically a bum. So when my dad was, you know, doing what he was doing outside in the streets or whatnot,
kind of like that now.
Yeah, exactly. We were good. Like, that's what was around. When he had the money, he would have took care of his kids. When he went broke, everybody gonna call you this broke ass dude and no shit, ain't shit. So it make you less likely to come around until you get money. So you gotta be absent until then, especially when you young and figuring it out. So once you think of it from that perspective.
How old were they when they had you?
My mom was 19. My dad was what, 30?
Is that in like 19 years old? Imagine, bro.
Yeah, my mom was 19, bro. She was in college. I remember when I was 19 in college, I was like, holy fuck. Like,
you think you'll get married? Like, you believe in marriage?
Yeah, but it got to be with the right one.
Marriage is weird. I have a weird opinion, like a weird opinion on marriage. Like, I don't think.
What's your opinion on it?
Like, it's like a weird made up human thing. Like, it's not real.
I can understand that.
Like, dude, do you know, like, how recent, like, the diamond industry made up, like, wedding rings? Like, pretty recent.
Yeah.
Like, it was the big diamond companies that were like, okay, if you don't get down on your knee and go like this with the biggest diamond you can afford, then you're not getting married. Then it's not a marriage.
Yeah, like,
you're
not, I don't believe in, like, that. I feel like you have
to sign a paper that is made for, if you don't. So the word prenup has, like, a bad connotation.
Yeah, and I don't know
why. It shouldn't. Everyone should make a prenup. Like, you should sit down with your partner and write it together.
You,
like,
get car insurance, right?
Yeah.
Why do you get car insurance?
In case
because you want to wreck. It's just in case you wreck.
I like that.
Like, yeah.
I like that.
And girls hate when I say that. They're like, don't compare us to a car. Like, bro, it's an analogy that makes sense. Like, dead serious,
You don't buy the car thinking it's going
to
break.
Contingencies.
Yeah.
You have to have a damn plan for everything, especially with something like that.
If you don't make your own prenup, then your marriage license is just a general paper that they gave to everybody in the country.
Yeah.
So you're saying your stipulations should be this? Everyone's marriage and relationship's different. Like, you should sit down and make your own. Signing a random marriage license to tell the government we're together now and these are the rules. Like, that is crazy to me.
Yeah, bro. It's the biggest contractual agreement you'll ever sign in your life.
Like, I've been saying this to people, like, and girls don't like it. But I realized I didn't always want kids. I was like, oh, I don't know, whatever. Yeah. Then I think my opinion, I don't know your opinion. I think we're here to, that's what we're here for. We're here to make another good little human and raise them and make sure they're a good contribution.
That is our roles as humans.
I think that's it. That's probably it. Like, that's
our
it.
Roles as humans.
Make
bro.
Reproduce and, reproduce, and make it a good little
If you
thing.
Don't reproduce, what the fuck are we going to do? Die out?
Yeah. So like I put that over marriage, and people think that's a really, really bad thing. Like, you're supposed to get married, then have a kid. You know what I mean? Where, like, I would hope so. I would hope that happens. Like, I hope I find a woman and you get married and then you have a kid and everything worked just like the storybooks. But, like, I want a kid more than I want to get married.
Yeah. Okay. That's real. And that's honest. And there's nothing wrong with
that. How do you feel about that?
What I want to do is, bro, I got to have a legacy to leave. Like, you know what I mean? I don't want my bloodline to
end,
fizz out because I don't want to have no kids. Like, no.
You need your kids to be on whatever's popping when they're like two out of whatever the fuck's going on.
Now, you follow in my footsteps. A little mini me, what?
Yeah.
But when marriage is like, you really just have to, we're in a day and age where like communication is horrible. Mm-hmm. Like, I've never seen such a big quarrel between genders like I do now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I've never seen men and women just hate each other so fucking
Why is
much. Because of propaganda, bro. Like,
social media.
It's social media is what they want to push. Like, it gives so many false narratives in dating now. Like, girls think nowadays, because I feel like the men really haven't changed. Like, the men have always been the ones to go hunt. You know, we're the hunters. Yeah. Like, we go get them, we go court them, we take them out. We basically try to, get them to see us as a potential suitor. Nowadays, it's like, if you're not giving me what I seen on Instagram, you're not for me. Or what they'll be dumb about, they'll get flown out by an athlete or some shit, right? And they'll get wine, dine, stay in a fire-ass hotel the whole nine, right? Then they'll leave, and then the dude will stop talking to them, and then they'll expect that same treatment from the next dude they talk to, like, that's just what you're deserving. Yeah. Like, no, you were just a nut for him. Like, you can't take that seriously. Is a dude that's taking you seriously doing all that? Or is a dude that just want to fuck you doing all that?
One of the things I like, though, is like LA and Miami are really, really similar with like the material shit. Like, the girls see it and they want like that.
Because guys can't do that.
I would say if you're a regular, we're not, I mean, I guess it's kind of like, I don't know if I'm going to sound like an asshole for saying that, but we're not like regular people.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
we're not
like
regular dudes. But like, say like some of my friends, like, I guess that kind of has a negative thing, but like, say like a normal person that hasn't been on a TV show. You know what I mean?
Just say with no clout.
Okay. Like, they need to fucking spend money on dinner and have a nice car and like have a, like, I want a girl to think I have even less money than I do. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, and all right, let's see what you're actually about. Like, let's see if you actually, like, that is what does it for me. Like, oh, they want me. They're not worried about, Because when I go out and I see an old dude with like a badass bitch, and I want to make eye contact with them so they know, like, yo, that's embarrassing. Like, you know what I mean?
Facts, bro. Because like, it low-key is.
But then if the men are supposed to be the breadwinner, maybe that's how it's supposed to be.
But you know what I feel like? I feel like we're in a day and age now where the men is becoming the women and the women are becoming the men.
Is that,
like,
oh, yeah.
It's like a switch because – I didn't even mean roles, like literal,
but you weren't wrong roles. About that too. The men are turning to women, bro, women
because
are turning
now the guys are becoming a lot more, I guess, feminine nowadays, yeah, with the way they move. Uh-huh. You know, we got the nail polish, yeah, and getting,
oh, that is, what do you think about that? Do you ever paint your nails?
Fuck no. I don't knock nobody who does it, but it's just a feminine thing to me.
Yeah, I don't think I paint my nails. I don't even get manicures, honestly. I get pedicures.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie.
For sure.
I clean my shits up. I get a pedicure.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, though. Like, I think that's okay. Yeah. But once you want to paint it blue or black or red, I'm like, what
the fuck? Everyone's doing it now. Other good football players are.
They are. It's becoming a thing, bro. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And now the women now.
Caleb Williams, Ryan Williams.
Who?
Ryan, the Bama receiver.
Yep.
Ryan, he paints his shit. Caleb.
Mm-hmm. Him too, bro. Even that basketball player from Duke. Mm-hmm. They all doing it.
He's a different story, bro. That dude's zesty.
But he's not wrong.
He paints his nails, bro. He dances all. Like, he does it on purpose. He wants people to call him zesty, though.
For
like,
sure, bro.
He wants people to.
I don't know. I feel like, for example, like the girls, like they're buying houses. They're starting to make more money. They're starting to be able to do what the
OnlyFans is a thing. OnlyFans,
bro,
is a
thing.
Bro,
did you know what stat I read about OnlyFans the other day, and I could not believe it?
What?
Bro, OnlyFans last year made more than all NBA contracts combined.
Yeah, I believe that.
I said what?
Yeah.
I think it was like 4-point-some billion for NBA, and like 6.6 for OnlyFans. Yeah.
I mean, Karina Koff, she just retired. I don't know if you saw that.
Who?
Karina Koff?
Who's that?
Is that how you say her last name? Karina Koff?
Who is she?
I'm going to show you her, but you know who she is.
Let me see.
Like, she just retired off OnlyFans.
Okay.
Made like 75 mil or something.
Oh, my God. Oh. 75 million is crazy work. Like, damn. Off of posting on your phone. Holy shit, what am I doing here?
Shit's whack. Yep, bro. So that's what I got. That's when I was asking you, like, what's, like, holding you back? So it's when, like, going back to when you said, like, okay, you thought someone with 100K followers on Instagram is making
100K.
At least.
Yeah.
Like, where I thought they were rich. Thought they were rich.
Facts.
And you realize that is not what happens. Mm-hmm. And then, like I was saying, girls told me they quit OnlyFans and they still have money. And I'm like, okay, you're going to tell me you don't have a sugar debt? Like, you have something. Like,
mm-hmm.
I've been in the game now for the social media influencer game. And I will personally tell you, like, the biggest bag I ever caught was like a monthly reoccurring one. It was like a Fashion Nova one for like 5-6K a month, like reoccurring for like a brand deal.
Yeah.
Like, nothing has come close to OnlyFans money to me.
No.
So like,
you do OF?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Like, and I just like, and then you, I don't know. I guess you see
I
people
would do,
make
I
money.
Mean,
like,
it's smart. Don't get me wrong. It's smart as hell.
It's not smart. It's just like it's dumb. Like,
no,
I don't know.
It's
you're
dumb
stuck
not
doing
to
it.
Take
like,
advantage of it because it's like you got to think. If you
like,
got all this money,
I guess
that
we
you
won't know
make,
what's gonna happen until we're old. Right?
Exactly. But I feel like, you know, in the direction that it's going, it's not gonna do nothing but grow.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see nothing detrimental like, happening to where it's like OnlyFans is about to
the way I
go
think
bankrupt.
It, you think the game of like we were saying our purpose here is like have a kid, like going a little more shallow than like our purpose, like how you build a life that is enjoyable. I think that's as simple as pile up bread in your bank account. Then you can do what you want. You know, no one can tell you like what kind. Wait till I get my money. No one can tell him shit. If you know what I mean, like,
which is low key true. If somebody's a millionaire,
no, you can't tell them. That's what I'm saying. So like,
and you're not.
Then I realized like, okay,
you
like
can't really say shit.
Like maybe my dad, because I know my dad's at home. Like my dad owns a gym and he personal trains people. Like that's what he does. So and I know people go in there and say shit about me. Like I know people know who I am and people say like, oh, the OnlyFans. My dad knows what OnlyFans is. Like.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't say anything to me or anything, but that's not a great feeling to know. Oh shit, my dad like thinks I'm doing that. My mom, I don't give a fuck. She's a stripper, like whatever. But she, you know what I mean? Like she can't say shit. My dad like has a legit business. So then I'm like, damn, like that is probably the one reason why I get worried about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is what I would say. It's kind of like the same thing you're stripping. Because I don't mind. I've dated strippers before. I've dated girls on OnlyFans.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like.
You dated exclusively?
Not exclusive. I've never had a girlfriend, Joey. Yeah, I've never been in a full fucking relationship. Really?
Really,
well,
you're smart, bro. You shouldn't.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't meet her out here.
Exactly, bro. You got to think. It was just as simple as when I was in college.
Uh-huh.
Bro, I had fucked so many niggas' girlfriends. And
you were like, I'm not gonna be one of them.
There's no way in the hell that I would trust somebody in this situation. Then I moved to LA
right after I graduated.
Like, yeah, that's fucking wild to me, bro. Then I moved to LA, and then the dating pool is horrible.
No, hell no, you can't date.
Horrendous, bro. Nah. I've seen some of the most disrespectful shit in my life out here.
One of my first like welcome to LA moments was So I was dating Carly from Two Out to Handle. Mm-hmm. Like, we got off the show. We dated for a while. We lived out here, like, on Sunset. We lived in a hotel room. That drove me crazy. Lived in a hotel room with her for, like, 3 months. Fucking crazy. What? Anyway, met Tana, like, out. And I was with Carly. And she was with her boyfriend at the time. His name's Chris Miles. Like, some literally, like, scary-looking emo kid.
Okay.
And we met. And I know she's just looking at me, looking at me. But we were with our, like, other. Like, I was with my girl. And she was with her dude. So it was, like, weird. And then me and Carly broke up, and then she saw online, and she, like, reached out and was like, yeah. So then I came and just started chilling with Tana and shit, and then we, like, kind of, like,
dated?
She says we did. Like,
She says we did is crazy.
Because of what happened. I went on her birthday trip last year, and that's why I asked you if you met Ashley.
Yeah. I met Ashley.
So I hooked up with Ashley, like, before. So at this point, me and Tana had just been homies for, like, a year at least. Like, I stayed at her crib, and she was, like, having other dudes. Like, I was, we were homies.
Yeah.
But we did, like, date or whatever for, like, fucking months, like, before that. Right?
Yeah.
But then it turned into, all right, we're in the crew, we're chilling. I went on her birthday trip. I guess she wanted me to, like, she wanted me to be her, like, birthday, hug out, whatever. Yeah. She's faded, like, on her birthday. She's black, like, faded, blacked out, like, whatever. And then me and Ashley, like, are, like, hooking up. And then it, like, got out. And then it was, like, a huge meltdown, like, on her birthday trip. Like, everyone's crying. Everyone's fighting, whatever.
Oh,
Ashley blocked me.
God,
so, whatever.
Bro,
like, so,
I don't got time for that.
Bro,
how do you handle situations, like, when you on a trip and you stuck in a house with
people?
Bro,
stuck in a villa for
out a
week, bro. You know how many messages I got kicked? Because they obviously went to fucking social media about it, and she was not friends with Ashley for a while, blah, blah, blah. Because her other friend, Brooke, you know her podcast host, Brooke?
Yeah.
She did something to Tana like that, like, a couple years ago, like, with someone she was talking to. And they were saying, oh, now Ashley did it. Because Ashley was the one saying, Brooke, you're a bitch for doing that to her. And then Ashley's like, did some shit.
Oh, my
God. So now they're not. So,
bro,
like,
girl, do you think that, like, the things that girls get into it about and the things that guys get into it about are the same?
Nah.
Absolutely the fuck not, bro.
No.
I don't think homies would. That's something that we fall out about. Like,
yeah.
I just don't see that. A real homie.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
One of your real boys.
Is that something that you want that?
Like, them fucking with your.
Bro, they were making it like I was the bad guy.
Yeah.
I was like,
how are you the bad guy? If you're not even in a relationship.
Like, neither.
And you're a man.
Yeah.
You're not gay.
That's girl brain.
And that was, like, your best friend.
Come on, bro. We're guys. We're men. We can't help that. If your fine ass friend get to looking at me with them eyes.
Like, that's your best friend. Not my. Like,
that's
whatever.
Your best friend.
That's your best friend.
Like, come on now. Like,
no, but I will say why I got to that was, like, that's a huge regret for me in this world. Like, I love Tana to death. Like, she's my homie. And, like, I talk to her and she says it, like, no, we're good. We're good now. We're good. But it's not the same. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
you know it ain't
good. After that whole blow up,
when you fuck a girlfriend, bro,
they
look at you
same. Like, and it's not even to the point where, like she has a boyfriend now for, like, a while.
Yeah.
And it's not even like we're just not cool. Like she says we're cool, but we're, like, not cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, we follow each other on Instagram. That's about as cool as it. And we were like this for a while.
Yeah.
And that was just like, so that, like, fucked it up. If I could go back and do it again, would not.
You wouldn't?
Nah.
That's a regret?
Yeah.
Why is it a regret?
Her friendship, dude. Her friendship. Like, she. It was an ass. Like.
You gotta. You can't,
whether,
like,
I think
like
it,
that.
Whether
though.
I think it was that big of a deal or not, she really thinks it was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And if I would have sat there and thought about it for a second, I probably could have came to the decision, like, she might freak out about that, so maybe not do it.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just like, you know how it is moving out here, bro. Like, is there anybody in the space, like, was there a big creator when you moved out here that kind of helped you, like, put you under their wing or anything, like, at all? Like, was there anybody that helped you, like, getting it, meeting people, going to event? Like, it's a fucking dog-eat-dog world out here. If you don't know someone at the door somewhere, you're not getting in. Doesn't matter who. So, like,
very true.
If you don't have people that help, you know what I mean? And she was one of those people, to me, was like,
I ain't really had nobody. Just me and Isaac, you know Isaac, that's my roommate.
Yeah.
Me and him really low-key, like, outside of, like, going out, going to events, like, meeting people, we really, like, figured it out, like, on our own, bro. Like, yeah, we met people on our own. We started doing different things on our own. It wasn't nobody, like, you know, hey, bro, come here. Yeah. I'm going to introduce you to this person.
I guess I'm lucky that I didn't really have to do that, because she was, like, I mean, she still kind of, she runs this town a little bit. Like,
she's locked in.
She knows everybody loves that. And she's so fucking cool and gets it, and she's a real person. Yep. She's not just, like, an L.A. Valley girl that, like,
she definitely don't, exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah, she's been through some shit, you know? Like, her, I don't, Amari, her brother, you meet Amari, her brother, the light-skinned kid. So, his parents adopted Tana in, like, high school or something. Like, her home life is, like, bad. Her parents were not doing the right thing.
Yeah.
So, like, she's adopted. But, like, she's been through some shit, like, and you can tell, like, she's real, and she's just, like, I feel bad about that shit. Like,
you gotta also think though, bro, she got a boyfriend now.
Yeah.
So that's gonna always.
So she's
and
not
you don't
be
know
cool.
how he operates.
Yeah, true.
You don't know what he be saying. You don't know how he feels about you. You know, she might have said, yeah, me and Joe used to date, especially if she said y'all dated.
Yeah.
You're an ex. And do you think a current boyfriend would allow you to talk to it? Yeah, you're beat.
Yeah.
But it's all good, though.
I wouldn't want me around.
Hey, he hurt right
I wouldn't want me around with you.
No.
Nah.
Fuck no.
I'd be the last
person. If you had a girlfriend and she was talking about seeing an ex that she was cool with, would you be like, oh, yeah, go kick it with him?
Yeah.
Would you?
Nah.
Exactly.
Fuck no.
Exactly, bro.
Fuck
so no. That's all it is. Now, look.
Fuck no.
God forbid it don't work out. Don't be surprised if she hits you back up.
I'm hoping. No, not even like that. Like, I'm not, like, I feel like it's fucked. It's fucked.
Yeah.
They were, like, fucking.
You just feel like it's some things that went unsaid. Yeah. Which is nothing wrong with that, bro.
Yeah, they're.
Look, that shit,
I mean, that's some LA shit. Everyone, it is.
It is, bro.
That is some LA shit. Everyone's like running around.
You don't know what's wild? Like, moving to LA, you have to really, like, because you know it's a fake ass city.
Yes,
so,
bro.
With it being a fake city, the hardest thing for me to learn how to do, because I'm a very real person, like, all, like, very thorough all the way around. Like, once you do some weird shit to me and I tell you about it, like, it's over with. I'm not gonna fake be cool with you. But you have to learn how to
LA's
be.
LA's not like that. LA's
no, bro.
That.
You got to learn how to be fake out here.
Yeah.
Like, you have to learn.
Is that crazy?
Yes.
That's not good.
Bro. It's not good at all.
That's not good.
And that's how I learned, like, LA can learn to, like low-key corrupt some people's minds a little bit, or, like, change the way they move in their regular day. You got to understand, I look at LA like its own world.
Yeah, it is, bro.
Like,
it is.
Compared to everything else, it's like its own
world. It's a different planet. It's so weird.
So once you leave that planet, you can't move like you're on that planet.
You can't act like you're in LA anymore.
Exactly, bro. You got to play the game. It's called playing the game,
bro. Where was the deaf girl? LA?
Yeah.
Was it? You were playing the game?
Nah. I had met her on, I think, IG. She had.
Wait, so, yeah, we were confused. How we need to get the story on this one. Yeah, we were.
Oh, my God. Okay, I got you. So I got this wild story.
We need to start from point A. Go ahead.
All right, point A. So
you're on Instagram.
I'm on Instagram. I get this DM from this girl. I see she's French. Mm-hmm. So I love foreign. I love all women.
Do you? Course, I don't fuck with an accent like crazy. Is that weird?
No, hell no.
I like America. Like, I like a New York accent or like a Southern accent or like I don't really fuck with like a German or like French accent. I don't know.
Yeah,
depending on
how heavy it is, it can get
like UK
like,
can kind of fucking turn me off, bro. Like,
yeah,
certain parts,
like for sure.
If they're like more proper, it's like nicer. But if they're like whatever, go ahead, my bad.
No. But so this girl, we DMing and shit, and she like, yeah, I'm being LA, blah blah blah, and we're talking. And okay, long story short, she sent me her address. I pull up on her. She get in the whip. And I'm just talking to her like normal, everything cool type shit. Like, she's responding to me and whatnot, but she is French.
So you don't,
and her English is not perfect.
Yeah. So I'm
saying right, and so when she would ask me to repeat something or say it again, I was like, oh, my accent is probably like fucking her up a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I'm not understanding that she can't hear me. So I'm like, okay, cool. We go back, and she got some shit in her ear. Her hearing aid.
Yeah.
But I'm not clocking it for real. Yeah. Like, you know what? I've never been around somebody who, you know. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I'm not really, like clocking like what she got going on for real. And then we end up coming back. We end up chilling, going to the crib.
He had one thing on his mind.
Yeah, bro. I only had one thing on my mind. I'm like, oh, she fine. She got a little accent. Cool. Next thing you know, like, we get to chopping it up and shit. And we ended up, you know, doing the do, bro. So as I'm going crazy, bro, her hearing aid pops out. Like, I fuck her hearing.
You fucked out of her hearing
bro,
aid?
Bro, I knocked the hearing aid out. I'm hitting that shit going crazy. And she don't have, like, that... That, you know, with deaf people, they had that little, I don't want to, like, talk shit, but, you know.
like,
no.
Little accent, little deaf twang.
Exactly, like, yeah. But she actually, like.
She didn't have it.
No, she didn't have it.
Okay.
So, next, you know, when the shit pops out, I'm like, hey, what is this?
And you're a spy. Like, thought she was a fed.
I'm like, what the fuck is this shit?
Like,
mid-stroke. I'm like, what? And then she's
mid, you weren't even done yet,
bro. No, so then this, you know, I picked the shit up and she's like, she said, that's my, she's like, my hearing aid. I said, your hearing aid? She was like, I was like, what you mean? I said, you're deaf? She said, and I was like, oh shit, that's lit as fuck. I'm like, I'm like, oh shit. I'm like, you, I said, so you can hear me? She said, no.
You're just reading your lips.
Bro, she was reading my lips the whole time.
That is crazy.
So I end up asking her, I'm like,
that's a talent.
Bro, that is it really is, bro.
That's a talent.
And I realized because every time I would look away from her, she would tell me say something again while looking at her. And I'm like, oh shit, you really can't hear me.
Did you hit it again?
Oh no, she went back to France the next day.
Wait, she was visiting?
Oh yeah.
So you're never gonna see her again?
Probably not. It was a fun time though. I will say that. Shout out to you.
She's lit. She's yeah.
Lit.
Yo, that is insane.
I ain't gonna lie. Lit.
So is that something you have to, like, tell someone?
What you mean, like?
Like, do you think she should have told you?
Is it like one of those? Oh, like, should she have told me that she was deaf? No, I'm very ignorant because I didn't actually, like, take the time to look through her page.
It said it in her thing.
No, yes. It literally said it in the shit. She was like, you don't pay attention. And I was like, no.
No, you're like, you're right.
Yeah, I'm like, yes, you're right. I don't pay attention.
Wait, so she knows, or no? Yeah, sign language. You know sign language?
Oh, she knew sign language.
Yeah.
She spoke three languages. French, English, sign language.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So that was an experience.
Yeah.
That I say. I don't know too many dudes is fucking a hearing aid out of deaf girls. So.
Yeah, you fucked a hearing aid out
of them. Yeah, fuck the hearing aid out. Hey, I handle business.
See, so that makes sense. Man, she was foreign.
Yeah, she was foreign. Yeah.
That's what did it.
If she was American.
Like, how did you get to a point where you were in a sexual situation with her before knowing if she was deaf or not?
Exactly.
But she wasn't like completely deaf.
No,
she was like hard of hearing.
Yeah, hard of hearing. She was deaf. Like, bro, I tried the hearing aid on. I wanted to see what it sounded like.
Oh, you tried it on?
Yeah, I tried it on. That was the
Is this after? Is this still? You guys are still fucking and tried it on?
Oh no.
After?
No, after.
What? It was way too loud.
Bro, it was honestly the most horrific shit I've ever heard in my life.
Really?
Bro, it was so loud. It was like 5 megaphones in your ear one time blasting like dead serious, bro. I said, holy shit, that sucks.
Damn.
But it's lit.
Yo, shout out her.
Hey, on me. Shout out to you. Shout out, friend.
What was she in LA doing? Like,
She was working. What exactly did she do?
Yeah, I'm interested.
She does like event planning, and she was like out there for some big ass event. I can't remember exactly what it was, but yeah, she travels like.
Can't tell her shit, right?
No, you literally can't tell her shit. Can't tell her nothing. But it was a good time, bro. All
right, Jay, you got anything else you want to get off your chest before we get up out of here?
Hey, all I got to say is thank you, Joey, for having me,
thank
bro.
Thank you, brother.
You already know him. I
appreciate you.
Hey, I'm proud of you, bro. Keep doing your thing.
Thank you.
Don't let this be the last time they see me on here.
Hell yeah.
You feel me?
We got to you got to come to Miami and we got to like co-host one or some shit.
Oh, for sure, bro.
I also wanted to ask you, Hunter, your boy's a Hunter. Mm-hmm. Is he in town?
Yeah, he's here.
Is he around? What's his
name? Yeah, he's around.
He's a PA boy, right? He's a Pennsylvania kid.
Yeah.
I talked to him last night.
Yeah, Pittsburgh.
Nah, see, I asked him. He got you. He's from like three. He's from the middle. He's from Harrisburg.
Really?
It's like Pittsburgh, Philly, Harrisburg, like middle farm. He's
from
Almond.
He did say he was far from the airport. I guess that makes sense.
Bro, like 3 hours from the airport, yeah. bro. Like, I'm from Pittsburgh. That motherfucker.
Damn, so he just false claimed
Hershey Park. No, but what are you supposed to say when you're from fucking Harrisburg?
Harrisburg.
Say,
I'm, from,
I'm
Harrisburg.
From Pittsburgh. No, you say
they're going to be like, where's that? Near Pittsburgh. Yeah. So I guess I feel you. That's right.
Right. You got to say. That's why I don't blame him. But no, because I was hyped. Someone told, I think you, maybe, mm-hmm. or I, you guys
yeah,
like,
yeah,
yo, he's from Pittsburgh. He's from Pittsburgh.
Did you come to crib?
Yes.
Yeah,
and we went to the club.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, I was like, yo, bro, you're from Pittsburgh. He's like, yeah. I was like, me too. Where from? He's like, oh, I'm not, nah.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, shit. But he doesn't even talk. He's like a surfer dude. You met him or not? You didn't come with me that night.
Nah, he wasn't there.
Yeah. I remember. He's like a, yeah, like.
Bro, yeah.
He looks
bro.
Like he's from
but
out
you
here.
Know, but he also claims Arizona very strongly as well because
oh,
he stayed
right,
out
he
there for a few years.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Is that, oh, that's a little more like shit, like Copacetic, like bro, a little more like West Coast.
Arizona is lit as fuck.
Is it? I heard the baddest girls ever.
You've never been
to Arizona. Mm-mm.
Oh my God.
Go?
Joey, we need to go.
All right, let's go.
Hey, we
need to go. I don't
golf
and shit, though. I feel like that's what
we
people
don't
do
gotta
that.
Go golf.
Nah,
shit.
Let's not golf.
We going out there for vibes.
All right, it's lit.
Bruh.
You go like
bro.
By the schools?
Huh?
You go by the schools?
I went to, what's that one pop? Not U of A. What's the other one?
ASU.
ASU. Arizona State. Yeah, I went to Arizona State. Oh,
lit.
My
I
God.
I think they have better girls than
ASU.
Yeah.
U of A?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Nah, it's lit out there, bro. Yeah. Like.
They are. Why is that? Why does.
I don't know why.
They're in Toronto. Have you been to Toronto?
No.
Baddies. You heard that or not?
So bad. Yes, bro.
Baddies.
Louis was just there and he had a.
He had a baddie?
No, bro. He did a club. Bro,
yeah.
Easily like 50 to 100 girls like in front of his section going crazy.
Dude, have you ever done appearances or anything?
Nah, I haven't.
Bro, all right, so we gotta hook it up. Bro, I can get us paid. Like, bro, it's middle of nowhere like Canada, like Ottawa and shit.
Yeah.
So like they freak out when they see us.
Yeah.
Like we can't do that here or Atlanta or my like they'll look at us.
No, when I went to Antigua, they acted a fool. If you know Antigua, that's in St. Thomas in the Caribbean.
Oh, yeah.
Bro,
see, that's lit.
Oh, my God.
You got to go to, like, other
countries. Yes, smaller
countries
who don't have
And then they're like, holy shit, this is the first time I've ever seen someone that I saw on TV.
On TV, yes.
And then they're like, holy fuck. Because I wasn't going to go. Like, this dude in Canada was like, yo, I have this tour for you booked. It's like 4 bars. They're going to give you, like, 3 bands a night. Like, you're going to hop through. And I'm like, okay, then I'm nervous. But then I'm nervous. Then I'm like, bro, I don't know if you, like, are people going to buy tickets? Like, do people really give that fuck?
Yeah.
He's like, bro, look, and show me some dude that they had, like, do the same tour pretty much.
Uh-huh.
And he, like, he's famous for, like, looking like Bieber or something. Like, he,
oh,
like,
okay.
looks like,
yeah.
and he has his name's, I forget what his name is, but he's, whatever, he's probably has, like, 60,000 followers on Instagram. Like, doing his thing.
Yeah.
But I saw them going nuts for him.
Yeah, bro.
And I was like, oh, what? Okay,
yeah,
I'm
when they get a load of Joey.
They're going to... No, so you got to go to places like that.
I'm
Even
down,
Pittsburgh,
bro.
Too. Pittsburgh's like a small spot
bro,
where they get lit.
Down.
They think it's lit. The biggest stars they see are the Steelers. Like, they don't.
That's
but,
it. Yeah.
Wait, does Louis do OnlyFans? Or
no.
See, he makes real bread stuff. Like,
mm-hmm.
he makes some online,
mm-hmm.
like,
yep.
fucking Fashion
yeah, he
Nova
said the
bread.
Same
They're
thing,
giving
bro.
Him Fashion Nova bread.
Mm-hmm. I
yep.
work with Fashion Nova as well,
yeah.
so.
They pay.
They
I love it. They're actually pissed at me right now. I, like, didn't complete my deal from, like, a while ago, but.
Oh, yeah. They'll be all right.
What are you going to do?
They got a whole
right,
bunch
right?
of more shit to worry about. They'll
yeah,
be fine.
I don't know.
But
yeah, give me your at. What were you going to say?
My what? My
your
at?
Your
Oh, Dre Wooder. At Dre Wooder on everything.
Dre Wooder.
Yeah, Wooder. So W-O-O-D-A-R-D.
Yep.
And then I got a YouTube coming, so look out for that. I'm going to be doing public interviews. I'm low-key might
yeah.
do a podcast-style situation.
Yep, yeah, we can do more interviews. Bro, I was interviewing people on Venice Beach about the election and shit.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy.
Really?
But we could, because the election's about to be over, so we could interview about something else.
I'm down, bro.
Dude, character, we can go anywhere. I'm down. I have
I'm
the mics
down.
And shit. It's like the mics with these shits on them.
Bro, I ain't gonna care. I talk
sure.
reckless.
Hell yeah,
low-key.
You should, bro.
Yeah,
you should.
Bro, I be talking reckless as hell.
You good? Especially,
I even concerned myself today because I ain't been on many podcasts, so I didn't
really?
Know what to
Wait,
expect.
How many you been on? What's it?
2 of them, and they were very small.
In LA?
Yeah. It was, oh, fuck. I can't even remember her name, bro, because they were over, all, both of them were like 8 months ago. So it's been a while.
So a while, yeah.
Yeah, it's
you
been
get
a
good
minute.
Clips from it and shit?
Hmm?
You get good clips from it?
Not really. Yeah. They didn't have like the.
They didn't cut
the,
it up for you.
Yeah, they no, bro.
Well, we'll cut it. We'll cut this whole thing up. Like I watch this all back and I do the notes on the whole thing.
Okay.
And then I'll star like top five moments probably.
Okay,
and be like, these are the clips like that we can put out.
For sure.
You. We can collab post them and shit.
Yeah,
and
bro, I'm with it, bro. All the way, let's do
it. They get. Because I remember when I first came out here and I went on Harry's podcast, me and Carly went on Harry's podcast, mm-hmm. bro, I was like cloud nine, bro. I was like, because that was like right after the first or the second season came out, like went on, and I was like, holy fuck, like met him.
Yeah.
And like me and Carly are there, and then it went up, like has a million on YouTube. I'm like, holy fuck, like, that was legit.
That is legit.
That was like
a
fucking moment. I remember that.
Nah, that's tough though.
We got Instagram, TikTok,
Literally everything. No OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. Not, we don't know, you know?
They're gonna hit you up.
I did management.
OnlyFans management?
Yeah, I did.
Bro, you can make money doing that.
Yeah, bro.
Get some girls under some, get a couple of
100%
residual income.
Yeah, bro. Smooth. I fuck with it. Shout out OnlyFans.
Seriously, I'm trying to get that kickback from. That's what I've given my management, like a couple girls that have reached out to me, like, "Who's your manager? Here, give me like 5%."
I'm cool with one where if you bring a girl on, they give you 50%.
50?
50
of what they get?
Yes.
Damn.
Yeah, like they show real love.
Damn.
With the one I work with, so yeah. Shout out to them.
There's money to be made.
It's so much.
OnlyFans is the closest thing. Or like the quickest, easy money legal. Like any,
yes.
Like the only way you can
people
get.
People are getting healthcare through that shit now. Did you know that?
Through OnlyFans?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Bro, they're getting healthcare, insurance. Like, yeah, bro.
Like OnlyFans?
With some of these agents.
Oh.
With these agencies that you sign with, bro. If you're making enough money, yes, you can get it. Yeah.
Bro, that's genius. They're probably showing them how to invest
exactly.
their money.
Exactly.
What do you say?
Yes.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. bro. Yeah, they're probably showing them how to invest their money and shit. Because in the early days, it was everyone just getting fucking money and then blowing it. Like,
yep.
These girls got to
figure out something.
Anything else, bro? We got it.
Nah, we good, bro.
Yo, we went for an hour and a half. We were spewing.
For real? Holy shit.
That's good. Yo, time flies when you're having fun.
I know,
fun,
right?
Yo,
thanks,
thank
bro.
You very much, Jay.
Thank you, bro.
I appreciate you.
Pleasure.
Finally, we got it in.
Anytime.
All right. Anytime. Joey Joy Radio, live from LA.
Yes, sir.
You're listening to Joey Joy Radio.